The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Aaron, do you have something?
I do. Let's see.
Okay.
I'm just flipping through my papers.
You leaned into the microphone in a way, a very interesting way, I have to say.
How to start an episode.
Okay, she's looking around
Begin
the room.
Begin by doing a nonsensical bit.
That's our template, of course. She's just following the rules.
Nonsensical.
Okay, she's typing nonsensical into Google. Okay, interesting.
Okay, that doesn't make sense. Let's see. Okay. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another Patreon episode. I'm here with my two horses.
Giddy up and gallop. Oh, what?
And JPC.
Hey, well, Aaron. Us.
Yeah.
Adel changed his name to Giddy Up. He gave me a new name, but I don't. JPC is fine for me. But for him, it's actually really important for his like identity or whatever.
Sure. Great.
He's,
got it.
We just call him Giddy Up now. It's just, yeah.
I'm here with Giddy Up and hey, JPC.
Aaron?
Yep.
Hey, up? Aaron. And maybe instead of a nonsensical opening, we could do a nonsensical opening. So like you're a nun. Maybe we're all nuns.
How do you solve a problem like a JPC? How do you solve a problem to pin it down? Great. We're here. We're in the episode.
Hey, Aaron.
Giddy Up, you ready?
So,
yeah, JPC?
Yeah. So just so you know, Giddy Up really wanted to do the nun idea, but also still wants to be a horse named Giddy Up.
I want
to
be a nun horse.
Well, yeah,
horse nun. I don't know the proper. I don't want to be disrespectful.
We don't want to be disrespectful to any horse nuns out there or nun horses.
You can stack premises on top of each other as long as you are able to keep track of each premise. I guess it's technically we can.
What are you reading from? What did she just read from?
This
what was that?
How to Hey Riddle Riddle. I spilled.
Holy
I spilled.
Shit.
I spilled on it. I think it might be soup. It could be blood. I don't know.
Well, Aaron, if you turn to page 48, it says you must spill on this to have it work properly. So
you must spill on
you're
this
doing
to have it work properly.
Wow.
Everything right. You're doing everything right.
That looks professionally bound.
Yeah, you did it, JBZ.
Yeah. I did it?
Hey, yeah, you made this in like,
then that's 20, blood.
Like copyright 2018. Okay, it is blood. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
And the binder's made of human skin. Great.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddles Clue Crew on a Friday. Kind of fun.
Very
kind of
fun.
A party
yeah,
day?
I guess it's kind of fun.
I think it's a KFF, kind of fun Friday. God bless you.
God bless you. Huh?
Well, today we are back to our state series. Any guesses of what state we're doing today?
State of confusion.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say something about like a state of mind. Okay, so if I'm doing my math right, the last state that we did was probably Oregon or something.
Carry the Hawaii.
I don't remember at all.
I don't remember. I think the last state we did was maybe Maine. But
Maine.
I
it was Maine.
Am breaking the pattern a little bit today.
Fuck, ooh. Then how are we ever going to guess?
I'm
going to
say Connecticut.
No.
Virginia.
I'm going to
Vermont.
Say.
No. No.
I'm going to say or Kansas.
No.
Louisiana.
No.
We already
fuck.
Did Louisiana, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, what are we doing? What
Pennsylvania?
State is this? Which one? Which one am I going to learn all about today?
Georgia.
Georgia is a country, not a state.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, you're right. So we're not doing anything. you're not doing anything in the episode. Spin your wheels and bullshit until the episode ends.
So
are we talking to Georgia?
Some criticism that we've had from this episode is that we do have, and I don't know why, but we do have some listeners from foreign countries that are not as familiar with America.
Mm.
So what Georgia is to all of you listening from outside of the United States is Florida Senior. It's Florida's little top hat.
It's Florida's great-great-grandfather who doesn't quite approve of the way Florida
mm-hmm.
moves through the world.
Mm-hmm.
We do things a little differently down here in Upper Florida.
A little bit slower up here and down Upper Florida. And it's with a peach state, big old bite of a peach, cracks down on a pit.
So something about Georgia, a lot of things about Georgia.
A lot of things about Georgia, I hope.
Some states, and God bless every state, I love every state. Some of them I have to really work at finding a lot, like finding anything at all about the state. We are rich in information about Georgia. Georgia has a lot going on, lots of quirks, lots of history, lots of interesting things about Georgia. Have either of you ever been there? What is your experience with the state?
I've been to Georgia several times. What I remember most about it is, I'll say five things. One. Unbelievably hot and humid.
Oh, yeah.
Two, Atlanta has an underground, which I don't know if that's from when, like, Sherman... Didn't Sherman start a fire there? Like, Sherman the cow kicked a bucket?
Somebody must have burnt that motherfucker down at least once or twice, huh?
But there's some sort of underground. Three, I remember going to the Coca-Cola Museum, and as a teenager, it blew my mind because you can taste flavors of Coke from around the world, and they're worse than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Four, I was there right before the 96 Olympics, which was a wild, wild time. And then five, I remember going to Stone Mountain, which I don't think is a great thing. And they did a laser show while they played ZZ Top on while projecting lasers on a mountain.
Whoa.
You know, here's what I will say. ZZ Top laser shows, criminally good. Like, if someone told me today, you could choose between going to, like, a friend's birthday party or there's a ZZ Top laser show in town, I would take the ZZ Top laser show 100% of the time.
Tight shirt, bump hat, I don't know where we're
I just think I love the laser show. It just feels like a thing from a past, like a deep, a deeply gone 1974 past.
Yes. I think at one time it was like technology that blew everyone away and we couldn't let go of it for longer than we should have. We held on to it longer than we should have.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, have you been to Georgia?
Only been a couple times. I've driven through it several times. It is lovely every time I go. It is like the terrain changes so much while you drive through it. And I have a cousin that lives there who loves it a lot. And I know that people are going to be disappointed in this episode if they're from there or they live there or they have affection for it, because there's no way we can get to everything. There's just a lot going on there. So we'll get to what we can.
I've been to Georgia a few times, and I love it there. I'm with Aaron. I love a state that has, like, topography, you know, being from the Midwest and being from the flatlands. Like, today I went to Lowe's, and you kind of had to drive up a hill to get there, and I'm like, oh, man, I love a hill. Oh, God, look, a hill. What I wouldn't kill for a hill. But
I think a Lowe's on a hill is an oxymoron.
Yeah, we build the Lowe's up high and the Home Depot's down low. But I do love Georgia for that reason. I have a friend who's from Georgia who cued me into a thing that his mom used to make it, which was cheesy toast. And I had never had that before, even though, like, I feel like Georgia and Indiana are very similar, and where someone, like, describes something that sounds so delicious but utterly disgusting, and you're like, we have that where I'm from, except I'd never had that before. And I tried making my own cheesy toast, and I was like, man, I've never had cheesy toast before. I've never even thought to put cheese on toast, but...
Wait, what goes...
What a great idea.
To me, you're just describing grilled cheese. What is different?
So...
I think that's a British thing.
I guess if... You could probably call it, like, open-faced grilled cheese, but grilled cheese traditionally, in my mind, is, like, bread on top as well. Like, it's like it's like a sandwich, not just like a, like a, you know, open-faced, it's an open-faced grilled cheese, basically.
Perfect. Okay.
Are we ready to talk about it?
Talk about
is everyone craving cheesy bread? Too much for us to talk about this?
Aaron's holding up the chore list. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I guess so, Aaron. Let's get into it. Let's do our homework. In 1654, then the day. Oh, God.
Georgia became a state in 1788.
We took the wind out of ourselves.
What, 1988?
1788. So it has a population of like a little over 10 million as of 2015, so it's probably a lot more than that now. Capital is Atlanta, and it's the Peach State, and it got its nickname because the Cherokee people grew peaches in Georgia in the mid-1700s, and it started the boom of peaches.
So wait.
So they make a million. They make 2.6 million bushels a year, making it the third biggest producer of peaches in the United States, behind California and South Carolina.
Hold on, sorry, Aaron. A few things. They didn't make bushels of peaches. God makes bushels of peaches. Mm-hmm. They picked bushels of peaches. Can we all agree on that? Maybe Notion I'm God. The only nun horse here, but
Christian God. Blonde I don't hair, say, blue eyes, Christian God.
I don't say today I made salmon. God makes salmon. I cooked salmon. Does that make sense? Uh-huh. Aaron, in all sincerity, you said Georgia got its name from Cherokee?
No. Georgia got its name. Georgia got its nickname because it's the peach state.
Its nickname. I see.
Like a Georgia peach because Cherokee Indians grew that.
I assume Georgia got its name from like King George?
Yep, King George II, who approved the colony charter in 1732.
Damn, so we could have called that place King State? Oh, yeah. Man, we went to Georgia. That sucks. It could be called King State.
There's the Appalachian, which I can never pronounce, plateau in the northwest corner. And then there's the Blue Ridge Mountains. Just lots of mountains. Low hills, black bears, bobcats, deer, gophers. And then they got whales off the coast, bald eagles, woodpeckers.
I have to take issue there, Aaron. Wales is in England.
Okay. I was making sure you were listening.
Yes, thank you.
You were listening.
She's throwing me curveballs today. First, she's like, Georgia. I'm like, I know that's a country, not a state. And now she's Wales. I'm like, okay, that can't be right.
Lots of famous people born or raised in Georgia. Martin Luther King. Lawrence Fishburne, Kenan Thompson, Spike Lee, Ed Helms, Jimmy Carter, Ludacris, Raven Simone, Julia Roberts, Chris Tucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a comment on Jimmy Carter or was that a separate person?
Can you imagine Chris Tucker and Jimmy Carter just hanging out?
Yes, Addle.
I just remembered something.
Do you want me to finish the list or do you want to? Oh, go ahead.
Let me please finish the list and then I have something to say.
Can I just say, never touch a peanut farmer's radio?
Gladys Knight,
that's my hold on. Let's not just blow past it.
Jeff
Let's
Foxworthy.
Not just blow past it.
Rush Carter.
Never.
I have more to say about Jimmy Carter later,
please.
But that's only a small portion of the people. Obviously, a lot of the civil rights movement took place there. Lots of important leaders from there. The Martin Luther King Museum is there. His childhood home. Lots of history. In Georgia.
Aaron, can I ask you a question about Jimmy Carter?
Yes.
Now, we're recording this episode about 1 week before it comes out.
Sure.
Do we think Jimmy Carter is still alive?
What is it with us and celebrities with the last name Carter where we are predicting their deaths?
He's 98. I think he's going to make it to 100.
He's in hospice care. He will not be making it to 100. He will be dead this year, but I'm just wondering when. You guys don't have separate Deadpools on Jimmy Carter right now? What's going on? What do you do for fun? What is your life?
I don't have a cool friend. Addle, you have another question?
You unlocked a memory when you started listening to people. I don't know why, but I forgot that I went a few years ago to Savannah, Georgia, which I would say is one of the more beautiful places I've been to in the world. And Tybee Island, if that's a thing. And as
Matt
we were
Taibbi.
Driving, thank you so much, bad Tybee. As we were driving by through Tybee Island, which is kind of set apart in like marshes and stuff, someone, I can't remember who it was, said that there's this sounds crazy, so I don't know if I have this right, and I'm so sorry to the population of Georgia if I'm wrong. Someone said that they dropped an atomic bomb in the marshes accidentally and it never detonated and that it's still sitting there.
Honestly, that could be anywhere in the United States.
Yeah.
That truly could be anywhere.
But I remember I was driving by the marshes and someone in the car said that and I was like, and then I was like, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up and I was like, I don't feel safe. But I guess it's been there for like 40 years or something.
I Addle, am still pissed off at you because when you went to Savannah, you told me later that you saw a lot of Let's Go Brandon merchandise, but you didn't purchase any of it for me. Jump to 2023. I could be wearing Let's Go Brandon stuff in Chicago because now it means something different.
JPC, that was in Charleston.
Oh, fuck.
Every store had a mannequin out front with Let's Go Brandon cut off tees. And I remember taking pictures and sending it to you.
Charleston is not Savannah. I'm confusing my Confederate cities that the Union burned to the ground.
Sorry, Aaron. I just want to mention that.
Do you guys want to play a game?
Please.
Can you say it in the Saw voice?
Yeah, I want to play a game. I don't know. I haven't seen Saw in a very long time.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
Sound like an 85-year-old who smokes?
We are going to talk about Coca-Cola and then play a little Coca-Cola game.
Okay.
Invented by pharmacist John Pemberton in 1886. It was advertised as a brain tonic to relieve headaches and exhaustion.
Hell yeah.
It has ingredients from the cola nut, including caffeine and also cocaine. But there was less than you think. There was only 9 milligrams per glass, which is actually more than I thought. And it was removed in 1903.
It's pretty funny that they were like, cocaine and caffeine. And they're like, yeah, it'll stop you from having a headache or being exhausted. But you will have to keep drinking it. As soon as you finish it, you will need another Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
So, and it was also on tap, only on tap for a really long time, which I was like, what? That's crazy.
On tap? Like where?
Yeah.
Like someone rolled into town with like a horse and a cart and like.
Yeah, baby.
Tap Coca-Cola.
Okay, so, and obviously their headquarters are in Georgia. And so we're going to play a game and it's going to be Coke or Pepsi. And I'm going to read you a brand of drink.
Oh.
And you're going to tell me if it's owned by Pepsi or Coke.
Interesting.
I would say 14-year-old me would have nailed this like head on, but 33-year-old me is going to have maybe some trouble here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be tough.
All right. And I'm keep track of your own score because I am going to ask at the end. Okay. And I'm serious. Keep track.
Okay. I think I mostly have to go off of like certain fast food restaurants' soda dispensers, because I assume if they have Coke or Pepsi, everything else on the other buttons are all the same brand.
We know Yum Brands is a Pepsi operation.
Okay, let's start easy. Coca-Cola.
Pepsi.
No.
Do I buzz? I'm buzzing in with Pepsi to give my answer.
No, you don't. That's
right,
horrible.
No? I don't know what word buzzes me in. I just picked one at random.
You
Pepsi.
Just pick
Coke?
One. Okay, yeah, and then Pepsi.
It's Coke. Pepsi.
Great. All right. Pepsi? Tropicana.
Coke.
Pepsi.
No, it's Pepsi. That goes to Adel.
Fuck.
Fanta.
Coke.
Yes, JPC. Sprite.
Coke.
Goes to Adel. Mountain Dew.
Oh, Pepsi all day, baby.
JPC. Schweppes.
Aaron, don't make up sodas.
I will, and it's a ginger ale.
Should we stick to sodas that exist?
God, Schweppes. I'm going to say Coke.
I'm going to say Pepsi on Schweppes. Okay.
Adel, you got it. Life Water.
What? Coke.
Pepsi.
Fuck. Aquafina.
That's an actor.
A comedian. And she seems a lot of times like she's on Coke.
Coke.
Pepsi.
No, wait, it's Pepsi. Oh. It's Pepsi. Oh, no, it's
Dr.
Pepsi.
Dr. Pepper.
Pepsi.
Isn't Dr. Pepper independent?
It's Coke.
Oh, it's Coke now?
Mm-hmm.
God, it was independent for a long time.
I know, but I think it, whatever
probably.
It is.
There's only two companies anymore.
There's two beverages that are sort of affiliated with both, and Dr. Pepper was for a while, but okay.
Sam's Choice.
Smart Water.
Coke.
Yes. Amp Energy.
Pepsi.
Coke.
Pepsi,
oh, you're right, that's Pepsi.
7-Up.
Pepsi.
Powerade.
Coke.
Wait, I thought 7-Up was Dr. Pepper. Did they?
You're fucked up, man. I don't know how to help you.
Very quickly, do you remember the campaign 7-Up? Make 7-Up yours?
Where they made
a whole campaign off the phrase
t-shirts.
Up yours?
Yeah.
And they just got away with it?
They had the t-shirts.
They fucking got away with that? Unbelievable. Sorry, Aaron, continue.
Vitamin Water.
Coke.
Mm-hmm. Naked
Coke,
Juice.
Yeah.
Aaron...
Ooh, I'll say Pepsi.
Yes.
That's what I call whiskey.
Cheetos.
Coke.
And I'm not kidding.
Liquid
no,
Cheetos?
Pepsi.
Wow.
Sobe Life Water. Sobe.
I'm going to say Pepsi.
Yep. Dasani.
Coke.
Yeah. Sierra Mist.
Ooh,
it's a tough one because Coke has Sprite, Pepsi has 7-Up, but who has Sierra Mist, which is like the sort of second cousin of Sprite and 7-Up?
JPC has fully stopped playing. He's looking up, yeah, okay. I think.
I'm going to say
Powerade.
So 7-Up and 7-Up and Dr. Pepper are not affiliated with...
Yes, they are. They're sold because then they have a deal where they get sold at the same places.
Pepsi has international distribution rights for 7-Up and Dr. Pepper, yeah. But that's still an independent. We're talking about international distribution rights.
Yes.
That's what this quiz is.
Yes,
Aaron,
hey man,
it's your quiz.
I'm just playing it.
Simply Orange.
When the emails come in about the quiz,
I'm going to say Pepsi again.
When the soda heads, and they're hopped up on caffeine, they're haters.
Well, Coke has Smart Water, so it's got to be Pepsi, right?
Yep. Fair Life.
Fair Life? Is that milk? I hope it's
Fair Life?
Coke. We'll say Coke.
Yep. Diet Coke.
Oh, that's
That's a tie.
It's independently
tie.
Owned.
Is it tie?
Lipton iced tea.
Wow. That's Pepsi.
Lipton is Pepsi.
Yes. Topo Chico.
Coke?
Chico.
Yep.
Coco Chico?
Coco Chico. bubbly.
Michael Bublé. Would you like a little bit of the bubbly? That's British champagne.
I just haven't drunk you yet. Is that Michael Bublé? Doesn't matter.
Just say
Coke.
Pepsi or Coke. Pepsi.
Coke.
Barks root beer.
Barks has bite.
No. Coke.
Yes.
Coke. Nest tea. Coke, no Coke.
Nest tea.
Oh, Coke.
Yes.
Pepsi.
Oh. Izzy.
Azalea?
I don't know. Ask
Australian.
Him.
Izzy? Pepsi.
Yes. Brisk.
That's Coke. Brisk, baby. Pepsi.
No, Pepsi. Dannon.
Dannon yogurt? Wait, is that a drink, Dannon, or Dannon yogurt? Mm-hmm.
I think it is the Dannon.
They have a yogurt
Coke?
Drink.
Whoa.
Coke. Yep. Mr. Pibb.
That's got to be Pepsi.
No.
Wait, no. Dr. Pepper was Pepsi. So Coke. Mr. Pibb. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
And then A&W.
Root beer.
Well, that's with Taco Bell.
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. It literally was like both. So who won?
The listeners.
I ended up with 17 points, but I think I win because JPC was not keeping score.
Yeah, or paying attention.
No, I was mad because some of the answers weren't correct. And
no,
I said,
oh,
this
correct.
Isn't a good quiz.
Can we look up
because they have all these deals with these independent brands where they get to be sold some places and the other brand doesn't have a deal where they get to be sold that place. So I'm just saying, what camp are you in? What camp are these brands in? Who are they loyal to?
Who has Squirt? Do we know? Or is that
I'll look
their
it
own
up.
Thing? I think Fruitopia was Coke, but Fruitopia has gone the way of the dodo.
Yeah, that's long gone. Long gone.
Long gone. Used to love Fruitopia. I also haven't seen Snapple in like 20 years. Are they still around and they're just not sold in
Pepsi
Chicago?
PepsiCo partners.
They still sell Snapple. Snapple
really?
Is still a thing. I think.
Those used to be so big.
Yeah. I think all of this stuff is like cyclical in a weird way where... those type of tea drinks, as soon as energy drinks hit the market, tea drinks were gone.
Out
they were
door.
Fucking gone. Like Sobe, those used to be big.
Orbitz, what was the one with the little floaties?
Sobe.
Orbitz? You remember that?
I'm going to name my baby Sobe and
That's
the other
gum?
Baby Dasani.
Oh, Aaron.
Aaron, there are probably babies out there named Dasani who listen to this podcast. We probably 100%. Have some Gen Z-esque Dasanis out there. I was
like
named after the liquid I was conceived in.
Oh, God. That's Ew. Horrible. That makes me feel sick. Hot tub water?
Hot tub water?
Is that why your name's Hot Tub Water?
Hot tub water.
I'd like to see a scene. JPC, yes. You are the guy who invented Coca-Cola, and Adel, you are his friend. And Adel, you're pretty sure there's cocaine in there, but JPC, you're downplaying it.
So anyway, I think the plan is that we could take this and we could bottle it and we could sell it and we could give it all over the country.
Okay,
I think that every grocery store in the country, this is my vision, this is just kind of my dream. Like every grocery store in the country could have Coca-Cola and every checkout aisle and it could be the container
Tom,
cold and people could
Tom.
Get it cold. And then what's up? You liked it, right? Right? Have you had it? Have you had some? Have you had it?
I haven't had any yet. Your nose is bleeding. And also
I just got in a big fight, and so that's why I got hit hard.
Well, you've been a real asshole at this bar. It's 3 a.m. I think they're trying to close. I think they've been trying to close since, what year is it, 1906? I think since 8 p.m.
No. I know the bartender. Nikki, hug me, bro. My brother, Josephine. Anyway, I'm good here. I'm golden. Actually, what are we doing after this? Are we going to stay up all night? Because I have a lot more ideas. We can jot them down in a little notebook. Is that what you want to do?
I have to wake up tomorrow and go to the meatpacking district.
Tomorrow.
And I have to kill cows all day long. So I run the abattoir, as you know. So Tom, are you coming to work tomorrow?
Today is tomorrow because it is after midnight. So today is tomorrow. We are currently awake tomorrow. So tomorrow has already started.
Tom, say that again. What time is it?
After midnight?
After midnight. Picture this. It's a game show.
This movie's not going to work.
It's a game show. There's three contestants. Oh. Everyone has a prompt. They come up with something on the fly. Maybe we don't say after midnight. Maybe we say at midnight. Is that more digestible? It's on every television you can imagine. What do you think?
What's a television? Oh. It's 1880 something. I just had a little bit of this drink here. It's new. I don't feel sick anymore.
What was that? What was that little cough?
Nothing, I'm cured.
What did you have before? Did you have a cough before?
No.
See? No.
Catching the guy getting sick.
Speaking of big evil companies, Home Depot is also based and had the first location in Georgia.
Okay.
Hemo de Poix.
Bernie Marcus and Arthur Blank dreamed up the Home Depot from a coffee shop in Los Angeles in 1978, but they opened their first location in Georgia, in Atlanta. The following year, they opened it up.
That'd be the place to do it.
I was looking into Home Depot, and on their website, I wanted to see, like, their about me. And I laughed out loud about their opener. Self-reliance. Resilience. Tireless optimism. These are the traits of our customers. And we built the Home Depot for them.
Whoa! Twist! I thought it was going to be about Home Depot, but it's about me?
I know.
I'm the star?
That's fucked.
So I would like to see, we're going to get the Home Depot music, and each of you are going to do a Home Depot ad, and we'll see which one is the most efficient. So who would like to go first and their advertisement for Home Depot?
And are we buying into the traits and qualities that they listed in their opening statement,
yeah,
or are we make, okay.
Or it's dealer's choice. It's whatever you want to portray.
Aaron, when you said I'm going to get the Home Depot music, I'm so not familiar. Does Home Depot have its own music?
Yeah, and all its ads. It sounds of pipes. Like the dun-dun. Dun-dun.
It's what?
Like,
are you, wait, Adel, are you familiar with this? There's Home Depot, it was like a pipe organ? What is this?
If I'm not mistaken, you were just playing the beginning of Crazy Train.
Boom. Does Casey have this? When dun-dun. You said we're going to get this, what does that mean in reality?
So Casey knows what I'm talking about. I already know that Casey knows what I'm talking about because Casey is smart.
Casey is not typing.
Hold on.
This is... sounds like Interpol. This fucking rocks. Holy shit. I want to see Home Depot in concert.
This is...
this rules.
I am floored. I am floored that you think that this is a touchstone for people.
Of course it is.
I've never heard that
people
song in my life.
People do bits about this. All right.
Where? Where does it play?
So, Adel and JPC, who would like to go first for their Home Depot ad?
I'll go second.
Okay, Adel. And Casey, could you play the music? And Adel, whenever you're ready.
Okay. And just so you know, this is 1 minute almost exactly. So.
Great.
Okay.
Perfect. This is an ad for Home Depot. Mm-hmm. And what's the goal, Aaron?
Whatever your idea of the best ad for Home Depot, whether it be honest or manipulating the customer in, up to your standards, perfect. What's the best ad for Home Depot?
Perfect. Country. Rock and roll. Biscuits. Home Depot has none of these. These are things you might find elsewhere, but what Home Depot does have
is a boatload of men walking around, waiting to walk up to a woman and say, "Did you need help with that? Oh, sweetie, you probably don't know how to use that. Let me talk your ear off while hitting on you about what you do need and offer up my services." My name's Michael Home Depot, and I'm the founder and proud owner of Home Depot, where you can make your dreams built in reality. So come on down to Home Depot. You'll feel right at Home Depot. Home Depot's where the home heart is. Make yourself at Home Depot.
A minute's longer than you think, huh?
A minute. If I take away anything from this ad, it's that a minute is longer than you think.
All right, and JPC, whenever you're ready.
Okay. It's 12:30 p.m. It's a Tuesday. You live in the city of Chicago, a city of about 8 million people. You're at the Home Depot for the reason that most people go to the Home Depot. You're beleaguered, you're confused, and you heard they have moving boxes and tape. You walk in through the doors, and you're greeted with 800,000 square feet of crap that you've never imagined owning and blistering cold air conditioning. The closest employee to you is 200 yards away, and they're walking in the other direction. You have absolutely no compass here. You have no idea where you are. You start moving. You'll never find those fucking boxes.
Okay, that was a tie.
Home Depot.
That's perfect.
Home Depot.
Home, you have to say Home Depot is where the home heart is, or whatever. Oh, man. All right, moving on. So the next thing I wanted to talk about is the annual possum drop. Every New Year's Eve, the small town of Brasstown, Georgia, celebrates with an event called the possum drop. A live possum is placed in a clear plastic box and lowered from a pole at the stroke of midnight. The quirky tradition started in Clay's Corner General Store in 1974, and it has now become a major tourist attraction. Every year, people from all over the state and even over the country come to watch the possum drop and ring in the new year. If you know anything about this and you're from Georgia, please comment with every detail you know about this.
I dropped possum, I want to say 2004. I was at a rave.
And I dropped a possum from...
Unbelievable night. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and I have the Nike sneakers app, so I do get notified when a new possum drops. but I'm just like, I just look. Like, I'm not going to spend $200 on a brand new pair of possums.
Isn't that crazy? I think the possum is safe. I think.
Well, they're in a small glass plastic box or whatever. So, yeah, they're fine. So, it's a slow drop.
Does it represent like a maypole or like...
I'll tell you what, Adel, this screams entire town that made a deal with the devil.
I mean, I think, you know what? Was Robert Johnson Georgia, right? Maybe?
Could
no,
be.
Maybe not. The devil at crossroads?
Like, I feel like if I'm in Georgia and I meet a crossroads demon, I'm like right at home. Like, it's very expected.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are one of the founding members of the town of, I think it was Brassville?
It was Brasstown.
Brasstown. I'm so, how dumb of me. So you are one of the founding members of Brasstown. It is just about to be midnight at a crossroads in the middle of the Brasstown country roads. And you are about to meet the devil JPC who will help you settle the town.
Hello there.
Hello, stranger. Just passing through. Good spot for a town.
Oh, why, thank you. Yeah, I just created it, feeling real proud of it.
It's a perfect spot.
Can I help you, stranger? You
know, mountains over here, valley, running water, perfect spot for a town. Now, I guess if you're going to make a town, you plan on making a nice town or a kind of shitty bad town where nobody wants to live?
Well,
everything's kind of poo-poo, crap-crap.
assumed the former. I mean, I've never created a town before now. Yeah, Brasstown will be...
Brasstown!
A town of stand-up people and...
You want to make a nice town. Hey, let me ask you, stranger. Making a nice town now, it takes money. You got money? You got investors in your town?
Well, I'm afraid I don't.
You wouldn't happen to be looking for new investors in your town, would you?
I happen to be. Do you happen to be one of those investors or know where I can look?
Well, I'm an investor of sorts. Don't deal too much in money. Not too useful where I'm from.
I'm willing to make a trade.
I deal in something else, something a little more precious. Something that you only get but one of, and something that once you give away...
Time?
I'm sorry?
Nothing. I don't want to guess. I want you to tell me.
Yeah, don't guess. Wait, where was that? Hold on. Something I don't have too much of or don't...
Only you only
I
get
lost
one
it.
Of. You only
I
get
lost
one
it.
Of.
Yes, no, I only get no. one of. Yes, yes. Yeah. How would you like to invest your
Achoo!
So... I'm sorry. Bless you.
Sorry. How would
you... Did you hear my voice change there, or should I...
Hold no, on. You're good. I don't want to interrupt
anything,
you again.
Because you were sneezing. It's loud, yeah.
Hey, good morning, Gwen. You, looks like you had a long night. What's that possum about?
I made a deal with a stranger last night. He couldn't get through the whole explanation. I'm not sure what he needed, so I'm going to drop it from on top of a flagpole once a year and hope that's what he meant. See?
Aaron, can I ask you a Georgia-related question?
Yes.
Because
I will probably not know it, but by all means.
Well, okay. I was going to ask you, did anywhere in your research, did you see anything about the Georgia Guidestones?
No. Want me
okay.
to look it up?
Yeah. So the Georgia Guidestones, they're no longer. I think they were
I did.
Or destroyed. But some like
they're
weirdo
like
anonymous...
Stones?
What's that?
Are they like Infinity Stones?
They're like
a Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Oh.
Some like weirdo anonymous millionaire guy donated them to some like county in Georgia, but he wrote basically these guidestones, which are huge stone slabs in like, I want to say 8 different languages that like detail to the survivors of some global catastrophe, like advice for how to rebuild the world. I think maybe last year they got destroyed. Someone like blew one up and then they decided to destroy the other ones because of they didn't want it was like a safety risk or something like that. But Whoa. But the guy who put them up or financed them always remained anonymous. And like to this day, I don't think anyone knows who he was or
yeah,
why
it was
he
a
did
pseudonym.
That.
That's
he
so
yeah.
weird.
He used a pseudonym. He paid for everything. He had construction. He like built up the plans. Yeah, very, very strange. But they existed in Georgia for a while, and they were... You said that thing about that possum drop being a tourist attraction. I know that they were a big tourist attraction as well.
The Georgia Guidestones?
Yeah, you should Google them. They're bizarre.
Anyway, if you were the guy who blew up that Georgia Guidestone right into hrrpodcast@gmail.com, tell us why.
Yeah,
or
we
if you're
tell.
The Lady Chablis.
So I want to talk about Jimmy Carter for just a second.
Yes.
Because he has a Jimmy Carter peanut statue in Plains, Georgia.
Okay.
And it makes me laugh so hard. It's a roadside attraction built in 1976 that was in support of his presidential campaign. And I'm going to email you guys this image. This is so in the like, this is Hey Riddle Riddle coded. This is like... How is this not a...
This was built in during his campaign, like prior to him being president. This was just like a thing that...
Well, he was a peanut farmer.
Yes.
So
building this monstrosity for in support of anyone is so bizarre to me. The size of it, the little chain fence that's around it. You guys, I had myself a cry laugh. I couldn't believe it.
Now, is it like a Mr. Peanut, but with Jimmy Carter's face? Or is it a statue of Jimmy Carter made out of peanuts?
Oh, no.
Or is it him like holding a peanut?
This is what this is? Oh, this sucks.
I got to look this up.
Oh, man. I got to say, Jimmy Aaron, Carter. This looks way more
chat.
Like a dick than I thought it would.
It is.
No.
I know.
Oh my God,
it's
what?
It's so funny.
This is nothing. It's so this is funny. Nothing. Oh.
Why are its teeth like that? I guess is my big question.
Why does it only have the top row of teeth?
No.
You can't just have the top row of teeth. That sucks. They're so big and it's just
the top
eyes,
row. No eyes, no nose, just a mouth with way too big of teeth proportionately. And they're like, to support you for being president?
If you told me that someone who hated Jimmy Carter made this, I would be like, I believe that. I believe that that is the case.
So funny.
God, this is a monstrosity.
It's so funny.
Does this come alive at night, Aaron?
For sure. And it's horny.
It looks like it's also from the pictures I'm seeing. It just looks like it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. It doesn't look like it's around anything. It's not in like a busy mall. It's just like, it looks like it's just out in a field.
Oh my God.
So funny.
I never in a million years would have pictured this.
Do you see the ones where the people like grew bushes around it? That looks even more like a dick and balls. Don't do that.
Oh,
no. Or it looks like pubes. Oh, no.
I need
It's the funniest worst statue I've ever seen. It's the worst. It's the worst.
I hope when he dies, they blow that up. If you're the guy who blew up the Georgia Guidestones, make a bomb, drive it out to wherever this is, and blow that peanut statue up.
Other roadside attractions sparked my fancy. They sounded interesting to me. The Doll's Head Trail.
I'm sorry.
It is a trail. It's a park that was abandoned. Runs through an abandoned 19th century brick factory, and it's sort of a group art installation where they've put a bunch of creepy dolls' heads all over it.
Is Georgia okay?
Community driven. Yeah, they're doing. It sounds like they're doing just okay. The Ray Charles Memorial. I think he wasn't born in Georgia, or he was born in Georgia and then raised somewhere else, or vice versa. But his statue looks great. Okay, he has a fountain statue, and he looks great. There's also the Lunchbox Museum, which I think is really cute. That's in Columbus, Georgia, and you can just go see a bunch of old lunchboxes. Pretty cool.
Yeah, actually, I like that. I like kitschy little like lunchbox museum shit like that. That's like a, hey, we have an hour, let's go to the lunchbox museum and like walk around.
I will say I am an absolute fucking sucker for roadside attractions. I can't get enough of them. I love that Americana.
I think that the thing with a roadside attraction is like, I'm a sucker for them once, but if I'm ever driving that way again, it's like, I never need to go to like the world's biggest gas station ever again. Like I don't need to do that like another time. I've been once.
We stopped on the way to South Dakota. We stopped in Blue Earth, Minnesota, where they have a giant Jolly Green Giant. Mm. We stopped there at like 4 a.m. and waited for the sun to come up so we could take pictures with it. It's maybe the saddest moment of my life.
Is it South Dakota or Iowa that has that like huge rest stop thing that's like Waldrug? Yes, yeah. Waldrug.
That's
I remember
Dakota.
I stopped there once, and I'm like, man, I would never come back here.
You see, driving anywhere in that 50-state area, you see 5,000 signs for Waldrug.
Yeah, yes.
It's nonstop.
I would say that the Jimmy Carter peanut statue is the funniest roadside attraction. I've been looking into those for all these states, and that one takes the cake for me, for sure.
This is semi-nightmarish in a way that it's like, I would not bring a kid to this.
No.
You can't have a child looking at this.
No.
The lips on the statue look like Audrey 2 in Little Shop of Horrors. Like, that's the shape of them, is like it's an alien that eats
I hate
humans.
How the lips are the same color as the peanut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they should be, like, red or something. They just need to be, like, more like lips. It's just so many upsetting choices here.
I don't know what's going on in Georgia, changing the subject, tax-wise, but so many TV shows and movies are filmed there now. There's a huge booming movie industry. And I've heard from multiple people multiple times that Atlanta is their favorite restaurant city in the entire country.
Wow.
They're like, Austin and Chicago get a pretty good like rap, but by far the best food they've ever found in one place is Atlanta. So if you have any recommendations for anything at all, but particularly restaurants, we'd love if you commented on our Patreon about that. Let's get into go ahead.
The place I went to, I ate at a fancy place in Savannah. I want to say it was called like Elizabeth's maybe. It was near the square where Forrest Gump sits on a bench, because Forrest Gump was filmed there, and everyone points at that bench and they're like, that's the bench Forrest Gump waited on for the whole movie. So it's near that area, but the food, it was really incredible food. It's really, if you're into seafood, I would say it's top notch. But if I would say if you're not into seafood, I don't know, the rest of it was pretty good.
Well, but that's not Atlanta. Good. Like Atlanta wouldn't get like seafood in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I guess this is Savannah specifically. So
yeah,
they must have more to offer.
The let's get into some Atlanta or not Atlanta. Let's get into some Georgia news stories. Yes. Marijuana found inside Wendy's burger. How do we feel about that?
Well, so what they do with a lot, the peek behind the curtain with a lot of these fast food chains is when they do test markets, they'll be trying out new menu items before they do like a huge national release. So this could have been one of those things where they're just like, Wendy's, they're in the shitter. Like, let's not kid ourselves here. Nobody's going to Wendy's anymore.
I will say I've been stoned before and had a Frosty and it was magical.
Mm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So right, don't knock until you try it.
Don't knock it till you try it. Dipping fries in a Frosty. I know I'm not breaking any news here, but what a classic thing. That's never not been great.
Fries in a Frosty, right. Pretty good. I guess I would try it, Aaron. Is that if that's the question? If the question is would you try it? If I can get it like an impossible, then I guess I'll give it a try.
Bank accidentally deposits $31,000 into teen's bank account.
That's nothing.
For a That's teen? Nothing. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's what do you think nothing. He did first when he saw that money hit his account?
Called the bank.
No.
Said, I think there's been a mistake.
He checked his burger that he just took a bite out of and he said, did I just eat some weed? But there's been banks. Yeah.
This is a teen's bank account? Are we talking like, maybe we're talking like 19? Like how old is this teen? Like, did you have a bank account when you were a teenager?
Was this a bank for teenagers?
Did you not have a job when you were a teenager?
I did, but I didn't have a fucking bank account.
I guess so. I mean, but my bank account, when I got a bank account, because I was in high school.
18.
It was, okay, 18. Because it was like a pre-bank account, which could still get you pregnant. But it was through my mom. Like, my mom had a bank account, and then I had like a sub account on her account for like people who were under 18. Because I remember when I turned 18, I changed it from a whatever that one was to like a young adult bank account. And I got my first credit card. When I went into the credit card, like to sign to get the credit card, the person was like, okay, so you have a $2,000 spending limit on the credit card. And I said, $2,000? I could buy a jet ski. And she goes, you absolutely should not buy a jet ski. It's like, it's credit literacy is very important. And I was like, lady, it's central Indiana. What am I going to do with a fucking jet ski?
The minute you rev it off the lake, it depreciates 60%.
The way I said it, I was like, oh yeah, this person probably hears a lot of people who are like, great, I'm going to buy stupid shit for $2,000.
I honestly don't think I had a bank account until I was like 23. I think I mostly, when I went to college, I had an ATM card that was linked to like an account my mom set up where I could like, she could put money in there for me. But I truly did not have a bank account until I moved to Chicago.
Where did your jobs pay you? How did your jobs pay you?
I think I would just like cash checks at Western Union or something, right? Don't they do that?
I do think that if you, like, jobs would or could just give you like handwritten checks, right? Like they can cut you a check.
Yeah, back in my day, we didn't have direct deposit. I would just get a check and then I think I'd take it to Western Union.
I remember that for your first paycheck, they give you a check, and then they're like, and by the way, you can do direct deposit with your bank, and you're like, oh, a bank, the thing that everyone has? Yeah, okay, we'll do that.
I'm going to do one more news story, and then we're going to do one more thing after that. Woman dials 911 over poor quality mugshot, which I guess.
So here's my question.
Was she at the station still?
Yeah. Is that her one phone call?
I want to see a scene. I have to see a scene. Aaron, you know what I'm going to ask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up.
Hello, this is 411. How can I direct your call?
Hey, can you call 911 for me?
That's the one number I can't call.
Okay. Well, I'm here in jail, and I can see the phone. I want to dial the phone that's 10 feet away from me.
Okay. I can do geolocation. I can geolocate where you're calling from. Mm-hmm. And then I can ring every phone within a... How many feet?
I'm in the jail. So can you look up the number for jail?
No, unfortunately, I can't. It's the one.
I'll call 911.
It's 411. So 411, what we are is we're like information. So it's like if you wanted to like, if you have like a tree that's like growing over your property line or something, I can take that request.
I have.
Or if you like want to know like what day taxes are due, I can look that up and stuff.
Okay.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Can you call 911 for me on your cell phone?
You're in jail right now.
Yep.
So this is, they give you one phone call.
Yeah, can you call 911 on your cell phone to me and tell them that I want to retake my picture?
I could call you a lawyer.
No.
No?
No, I'd rather talk to 911. I want to retake my picture. I think I blinked.
Okay. Oh, would you like me to direct you to a camera shop? I can give you the number for a camera shop. Click.
Can I have another phone call?
We'll give you one more.
Okay. Can I call you?
Nope.
Please let me retake my photo.
Nope.
I farted and I hiccuped and I blinked when I took it. And please, everyone's going to see.
Lady,
I got arrested for humping the peanut statue and it's humiliating enough.
You think you're the first? Look in the drunk tank over there.
Whoa, there's hundreds of us.
7,200 people.
Scene.
I love how that woman was like, hundreds of us. Like, she immediately recognized that they were just like her.
So I know there's so much more to Georgia that we didn't get. But please, anything you want us to know about it, please comment below.
Can't possibly be that much more.
Get out of this episode. I would love to, if the two of you, to the best of your memory, saying the devil went down to Georgia at the same time. Doesn't matter how accurate it is. That's for the listener to decide.
Great.
Ready?
I think with the delay online, it'll be better, Adel, if you sing a verse than I sing a verse. Or sing a line, I sing a line.
Sure.
Here we go. The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal.
He's 6'2" and he's full of beans and he menacing big smile. And he took out a long silver sword and he put it to his thigh.
And a bunch of people walked by and he said, not him, not him, not her, not her, not him, not him, not him. And so he waited 14 years on a fucking whim.
And a man walked by and his name was Jeff and he had a big old hat. And the devil says, my devil, Jeff, you're done with that.
So he picked up the hat and he ripped it in two and Jeff said, what the fuck? And punched the devil square in the nuts. And the devil said, oh, no, my nuts. And so he took out a piece of gold. And Jeff said, what's that gold there? And the devil said, you're too old.
Now, Jeff was only 61. He didn't consider himself too old. So he took a big old bite and spit out a bunch of gold and said, hey there, devil, that's not actually gold. That's chocolate wrapped in gold. And I'll take you back to the candy store and show you that I mean business.
So the devil went to the candy store and he said, well, this is taffy. Taffy's not taking the candy. It's its own kind of thing.
You can fade out at Neptune and stuff.
And Jeff said, this is saltwater taffy. It's definitely candy. And the devil said, I'm the devil and I know what candy
is. All right,
is.
Get out of here. Taffy's get out of here. Play the theme. Go,
taffy and a taffy's no. I mean, they are really similar. That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keefe. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Refai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and M. Mobley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.